606 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Tim Dunai.
No, Tim tonight.
No,
it's Tim is gone.
Tim is out tonight. So we've got my special co-hostess, Mr. Scott Bradford, coming in from Bradford Insurance. And we want to say and thank all of our sponsors. Scott is a gracious host to come in and help out when Tim Dunai can't be here on Tuesday nights for Robotics Roundtable. And we want to thank him for also being a sponsor of this broadcast, along with Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, and Lakeshore Public Schools. Robotics Roundtable. Now, Scott, we've been doing this for, this is what, about our seventh or eighth week, maybe ninth week that we've been doing Robotics Roundtable every Tuesday night here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. And why do we do this? Why did we decide? You know, Tim and I put this together, and you were in on some of the conversations too. Of why are we promoting robotics? What's the big deal about all this?
Well, robotics in the U.S. and I say that because it's everywhere in the world. But robotics is a very special program that is designed to recognize that wonderful phrase that everybody uses, STEM, and it's just this awesome program where we can take kids, and it's a program that in every single grade school, every single junior high, every single high school out there, there's no student that cannot be a star on these teams. It is the only program where you can come on board and you don't have to spend your time in becoming great at what you do, because there are so many things you can do on a robotics team that you can be great immediately.
How many teams in Michigan across the state do we have? I think it's one of the largest in the country, isn't it?
Right now, Michigan has become the largest of the districts, 450 teams.
Wow, that is absolutely amazing. And so tonight we'll be introducing you to the to our guests in the studio tonight. But before we get to that, Scott, I do want to say as we do every Tuesday night, we are Facebook Live as well as broadcasting on the air. So if you're in the car driving home and you want to get in and check us out, we do have a camera in the studio. You can check out our guests tonight. So just go to WSJM's Facebook page, WSJM News. And you'll see that we're streaming this live right now. And if you've got a comment or a question or just want to give a shout out to somebody in the studio here tonight, we love reading your comments. We'll read them back on the air, and we always enjoy hearing from you as well. Scott, who do we have in the studio tonight?
We have a great list of guests here tonight. At this point of the season, this is when we actually like to talk to the individual students. We bring them in. We're going to highlight three young men here from three different teams. We're going to talk to them a little bit, and I have a sophomore, a junior, and a senior. So, from the team Green Engineers in Berrien Springs, I have Seth Tigerson. It's okay, you can say hi, Seth.
Hi.
There we go. from the Lakeshore High School Lancebots, I have Mark Washington.
Hi.
Oh, you can talk louder than that, Mark. It's okay.
Hello.
And a senior from the CW Tech Robotarians, Austin Hebner.
Hello.
Hey, Austin, I have this question, because you said you're a senior in school, but you're a freshman on the team. How many teams can you join your senior year and be on the varsity? Isn't that something?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of fun. Kind of makes me regret not joining freshman year, and my teacher pushed me freshman year, sophomore year, junior year, and I think I made a wrong decision by telling him no every single time.
But you made the right decision now.
I did make the right decision.
Awesome. We like hearing that. So we're going to be talking to these three young men today about what they do for their teams. We're going to talk to them about what robotics means to them and what it's done for them just in this short period of time. And one of our young men here, we have some real special questions for him, because he was a semifinalist for one of the big awards that FIRST, which is, you know, the National Group for Robotics. It is one of their big awards. And we'll talk a little bit with you in a bit here, Mark, about that one, because it's a very special thing. So now, I made the promise that today, since we've already had one of our two world robotic competitions, last weekend was in Houston, and Houston now has the Western United States and all of Asia. And the second of those world competitions is this coming week. In fact, most of the teams locally here are leaving tomorrow, and they'll be competing on Thursday, Friday, and if they're lucky enough, they're going to be competing on Saturday, because that means they've made the elimination round of their field, and they're going on to those finals. I made the promise to Tim that I was going to recognize a few of the teams that from our area here have made it. It's, I'll tell you, Michigan with its 450, and I will qualify this by saying FRC teams, there's far more teams when you talk about the Lego League and the First Tech Challenge Leagues, but 450 high school teams that are registered in Michigan. And in just our little corner of the state, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 teams out of the southwest corner of Michigan that are going on to the world competition. It's an amazing number from just our little area here. And I did make the promise, so I'm going to go through them real quickly. Team 74, Chaos out of Holland. Team 107, the Robotics team out of Holland. And 141, the Wobots out of Holland. That lovely little town, Holland, three teams, and all three of them are going on to the world competition here. A team that's a real good friend of mine I've gotten to know over the years, Team 2767 Strike Force out of Kalamazoo, a team that I'm very proud of because I've seen them become a really great team over the same period of time that my son's been with the Joes, 3452, the Green Engineers out of Berrien Springs. I just said their name, 3620, the Average Joes from St. Joseph. Their first year, Team 4237, Team Lancebot out of Stevensville. Very proud of them. 4325, the Robo Rangers out of Cassopolis. 5173, the Robo Hawks out of Fenville. 5462, Tupaw R out of Pawpaw. And 5675, the Wired Cats out of Mattawan. Now, you see, we started the lowest team, 74, and the highest, 5675. 5675, they've been a team 3 years, the Wirecats, and they are on their way to the World Championships in St. Louis. It can be done. It's great. And, you know, we say this, that the Lancebots, this is their first year. Congratulations, Mark. That's awesome.
Hey, Scott, what makes you, if I could put you on the spot here, uh-oh. Michigan has the highest number of teams in the country right now, and we're very proud of that. Why do you think that it is that robotics is so popular in Michigan? And maybe that's a question that we can ask to the kids a little bit later on as well, but I wanted your perception on that.
Well, and I'll tell you, I've been with robotics for 5 years now. And by the way, I'm an MC and a game announcer. That's what I do. So I kind of float. I know a lot of people from a lot of teams because I get to meet them. And I'll tell you, just here in Michigan and having gone to the world competition the last 4 years, one of the things that Michigan has over a lot of the different states and the different districts is you have this huge program that's spearheaded here in Michigan alone that the governor supports, our congressmen support, our U.S. congressmen, not just our state congressmen. They all believe in the fact that robotics will bring STEM to the forefront of our schools. They put the money into it, and we have a great first program of Michigan, and they are called First in Michigan. They are out there beating the paths and talking to the high schools that don't have robotics programs, talking to the junior highs, talking to the grade schools, and saying, why don't you have this? We have money available. Let's get this program started. We'll start helping you find sponsors. We'll start helping you find mentors for your teams. And that is why Michigan has exploded over the last few years and become exactly what they are.
It's a very good point. I do want to pose that question about to the kids that are here tonight about why they got into robotics, obviously, and how they think that it's going to advance them later in life when they get out of school and go into college and start their careers. We're coming up on a break. We'll take it. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable up next, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. 6:18 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson, along with Scott Bradford tonight, talking robotics, and it's all brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. And in addition to being live on the air here, if you're listening, we're also on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to log in to Facebook, go to WSJM News. We do have a news and a sports Facebook page. Go to the WSJM News Facebook page. You can watch along, and you can also listen on the Facebook Live, because it runs through that whole interwebs thing. If you're listening on the radio and you're watching on Facebook Live, there's a a little bit of a delay depending on how fast your internet connection is. But if you've got a question or a comment, or you want to give a shout out to some of the teams as you route them on to the world competition, please post your comment. We'll read those on the air and share your thoughts and things too. We'll try not to embarrass you that much as well. But Scott, you and I have been yapping too long here now. It's time to introduce the players that are here tonight.
I agree. That's true. But I do have to add two things, two quickies. As I said, it's our first year for the Lancebots going to Worlds. We're really proud of them. It's the third year in a row for the Greengineers. So we have to put that little shout out there. And because I'm an average Joe and my son's in his senior year with the Joes, we'll say this, they're in their fourth year going. So fourth in a row. So really proud of these local teams, not just the ones that we read off, but all of them. So here's what we're here for tonight. It's all about you guys. It's about what robotics does for you. It's about what you do for robotics. And we get to highlight you at this time of the year. We talked to the teams already through the year. We've talked about a whole bunch of different things. Now it's time that we get to let you talk. So who wants to volunteer? Do I get a volunteer? Oh, look at, they're all pointing at each other. All right, you know what? So we'll just say again, I've got Seth Tigason here from the Greengineers, Mark Washington from the Lancebots, and Austin Hebner from the Robotarians. Somebody take it, or I pick. Oh, look at that. Seth just said that he wants to talk first. And the only reason I said that is because Jeanette Clark just said, woohoo, Seth. So Seth, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us what you do for the team, and then we'll ask some deeper questions.
All right. Well, I'm Seth Tigason. Last year on the team, I was mainly a builder. This year, I'm kind of switching between build team and business because we've lost a few of our business team members, and I've been helping out with that. That person that commented, that's my aunt. What are the other questions?
You said you were a builder.
Yeah.
What do you do as a builder on the team?
Pretty much we kind of morphed the build and design team. Last year we didn't do as much CAD as we did, but this year we really took control of that. Two of our other team members, AJ Nolan, giving them a shout out. They worked on the CAD a lot. I tried to help, but I kind of got into it late. And pretty much you just put it together.
I saw your robot this year at a couple of tournaments. Excellent. And I'm going to say for all three of the robots that are being represented here, all very, very cool robots this year. Some real nice work out there. You're a sophomore this year.
Yep.
Second year on the team.
Yes.
And you said something that's near and dear to my heart, because it's so important to robotics and what they do, because it's so much more than just STEM. Mm-hmm. But what was that other part of the team you work on?
Business?
The business end. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I kind of dabbled my fingers in there into the business team. I didn't like take control of anything. I just helped them out where they needed it. Like we attempted to do Chairman's Award this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I helped them build a tree of how we've grown throughout the years. And I helped them build that. I put that together for them. And pretty much just stuff like that. I worked with one of my mentors. He's an engineer at Whirlpool, and he showed me some of the tools that actual engineers use, like an FMEA, which is a failure mode explanation effects analysis. Excuse me.
You said your mentor, that's Stacey Annis over there, right?
Yeah. And I put that together this year for the team, and we did a few other things, like I'm trying to think. I can't remember the other things. There's so many. Yes, I helped with scouting. I did. We did an Excel sheet, and they had other people had little slips of paper, and they wrote down all the information on those little slips of paper, and I took that and I put it in an Excel sheet, and Larry, head scouter, take it from there.
Awesome. Awesome. And I ask you about the business part because these teams are so much more than just a bunch of nerds that get a design every year, build a robot, and hope that it works really well. I mean, you have, as you said, you've got scouting teams. Mm-hmm. You have the CAD teams. You actually have teams that do nothing but marketing, fundraising, that run the business of having this very, very successful team that does so much. And you mentioned Chairman's Award. The Chairman's Award. Anybody want? Do either of you want? Any of you want to take a stab and explain Chairman's Award? They're all shaking their head. Ah. Okay, let's hear it then.
Okay, so for Chairman's Award, our team has won previous Chairman's Award, so I actually know a little bit about this. It's a prestigious award. It's a team takes and they follow what FIRST means, so they inspire kids. What we do is, you know, it's not all about the competition or anything like that. You know, Chairman's Award, you're actually going out to your community and helping. Could be anything. It can be with the FTC, First Lego League. You're just inspiring the younger kids to want to get the FRC team to help build that robotics that we have in Michigan. It's just a big award to get. And I don't know if these guys have any other things to add to that, but that's kind of the small that I know about it.
Yeah, speaking of the inspiring the youth, sorry to the average Joes for taking up a good amount of their stands at their competition by bringing most of a good deal of our younger students to the competition.
You know, speaking as the guy who was the game announcer at that tournament, when we look up and we see the stands just filling with fourth and fifth graders, it doesn't matter where they're from. That's a wonderful feeling. You guys did a wonderful job there. And an excellent, excellent explanation there, too. That was great, Austin. I like that. It is the most prestigious award that a team can get. And it does mean that you're out there working in the community. You're working not only to make your team better, but to make everybody that your team touches better. And the teams that win it prove it. And you guys have made some really nice strides in moving towards that. And you're right. Your team has won it in the past there before. We sat there and watched them. We're working on it, too. It's a great one, and it is awesome for that. Very good, sir. You were worried about what you were going to say, and that all came right out. All right. Who wants to be number two? You know, you're all right. Oh, Mark. All right, Mark. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm Mark Washington. I'm a junior at Lakeshore High School. This is my third year on the team, and I'm the programming captain on Lancebot. So basically, I just write the code that tells the robot what to do and how to do it.
He makes it, Scott, sound too easy. I write the code that tells the robot what to do. There's more involved in just that, though, Mark. Come on, fill us in.
Well, it's way harder than that. We have to, everybody has to collaborate. We all have to work on the code. It takes a really long time to get everything to work together. We have a lot of bugs that we have to solve, lots of problems. Sometimes we have no idea what's wrong with it, so we just sit there and try and figure it out. And eventually it usually works.
Now, knowing a little bit about what happens with these robots, I'm going to ask you a pretty specific question because you write the code for this. Your robots have to work not only by the controllers, the drivers that are working them, but they also have to work in another way. What's that?
So in the first part of each match in the game, we have to do an autonomous period for the robot where the robot does everything by itself. The operator can't touch the controller or control it in any way. So for that, we did vision code on the robot, and it aligns itself with these targets that it sees on the field in order to accomplish a task.
And from what I saw of your robot this year, it did a really nice job with that.
Thank you.
Very good. So nice explanation there. So this is your third year?
Yes.
You've been doing the code writing every year?
Yep.
That means you're pretty good at what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I'm the guy.
That's what we want you to say there. Now, this is, we have a little bit of information here about you, Mark. Oh. And I'm going to put you on the spot. Because Mark this year was a Dean's List semifinalist. That means he was nominated by his team's mentors for doing some things really special, not not just for him, but some really special things for his team. Tell us a little bit about being on the Dean's List.
So I got nominated for the Dean's List Award, and what that means is I helped a lot with my team. I've done a lot of work for the team. I show up to almost all of our community involvement stuff, like our first Lego League competition that we do, and the summer camp that we host, and the highway cleanups that we do. And just, it means that I've helped a lot with my team, and I show the spirit of FIRST.
And that's exactly what it is. And congratulations on being a Dean's List semifinalist.
Thank you.
It's awesome. That's wonderful, wonderful stuff. And by the way, having you sit over there and talk, Suzanne Voskubaruno says, "Hi, Mark. Go Lancers." We like to recognize those folks that are listening to the program out there.
That would be my aunt.
There you go. Then we've had two aunts weigh in here so far today. All right, so I'm not going to let you go quite yet. All right. You've told us a lot about what you do and the other things that you mentioned, the fact that you show up at the community efforts that you do. Tell us a little bit about that. What do you guys do out there in the community?
So every December, usually we host a first Lego League tournament where the other like younger teams, the elementary school, they do a first Lego League competition, which is just Lego Mindstorms robots. So we host a competition at our middle school that they can go to. And we also do highway cleanups along Red Arrow Highway, where we just walk along and pick up trash to keep the road looking nice and keep it pollution-free.
Excellent. And by the way, this was your second year for the Lego League tournament, and because I'm the master of ceremonies for those tournaments, and each year you guys give me a student to be a trainee game announcer. So we start training them right away. So that's just to let you know, guys, if you want to be a trainee game announcer for one of the tournaments next year, we'll be happy to have you there.
It's 6:30 here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable, brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We'll take a break and be back with more Robotics Roundtable coming up in a moment right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable, our weekly Tuesday night show here as we promote and support robotics here in not only Southwest Michigan, but across the state of Michigan. We had the first half of the World Competition take place last weekend, the second part of it, I guess, coming up this weekend. I'm Ray Gustafson, along with my co-host of the evening, Mr. Scott Bradford, and our Robotics Roundtable is brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Scott Bradford at Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and Kettering University. Scott, Kettering's, they're in Flint? Is that what?
They are in Flint, and not only do they sponsor this show, but they are one of the largest universities for scholarships for robotic students in the U.S., not just Michigan, in the U.S. It's an amazing thing. In fact, FIRST nationally this year said that robotic students will get somewhere in the order of $50 million in scholarships to robotic students. An amazing thing. We were just at the state tournament, which was held this year for the first time at Saginaw Valley State University. And that university said that this year, for the first time, they are putting out a lot of money for new scholarships for students to come there, and they want robotic students. It was a great event. It was wonderful to hear that. So now we've got some people on the other side of the table here, and I'm not deliberately going away from you, Austin. I'll get back to you, I promise. But we have a special guest, Mary, who said she doesn't want to be known as anything but Mary. But she's here with Austin. We also have a mentor. And in the past, at the beginning of the show, we always recognize the mentors and let them talk. Stacy Annis is here from the Green Engineers. And we were talking here in this last break. He made mention of something that's just wonderful. I want him to talk a little bit about it, if you would, Stacy.
Yeah, I mean, again, I was kind of throwing a shout out to Tim Denai because he's put together what we call the Sunset Coast Alliance for Robotics in this area. And one of the benefits of that is the networking that tends to go on. So I've been doing this for 5 or 6 years. But I have to say, this year there's been more local networking than I've ever seen. And what that really boiled down to is, you talk about Mark's here with Seth, Mark from the Lancebots, and I'm representing the Green Engineers. We're competing against each other, right? Well, FIRST has this concept called cooperation, right? So part of that is just working together to benefit everybody. So Mark's been in our shop many nights of the week helping us with our programming. So thanks to the Lancebots for being willing to do that. Earlier in the year, we've got Kevin Russell for the Robotarians, who's helped us with our programming as well. We've come a long way in the last 2 years just with all the support that we get from the networking between both the mentors and the students. But what's great to see is the camaraderie that's built up, right? These kids are getting together, they're working together, they're solving problems, and there's no replacement for all that. These kids are learning as much from each other as they are from the mentors.
So you're saying how many teams out there share their quarterbacks?
Yeah.
Something along those lines?
Correct.
It is. And you mentioned a great word, cooperation, and how the teams work together to achieve a common goal or to get better for each other. There's another phrase in robotics that's called gracious professionalism. And we talked a little bit about some of the awards that you can get. Well, guess what? Gracious professionalism means you're doing the best that you can for anybody and everybody out there all the time. And that's how you win those awards. And Mark, there's a reason why you were nominated. And one of those is because your mentors noted that you exhibit gracious professionalism in the things that you do. So something for everybody to keep in mind. And I can't thank you enough, Stacy, for bringing that up. You know, I've worked with Tim now for the last 5 years on a tournament basis, and just got involved with him here in the last 2 years as far as the Southwest Michigan Coalition. You couldn't be more right in that. It's amazing at the things that how these teams work together now and where we're at. It's just a great thing. So thank you very much for that.
You're welcome.
All right. Seth wants to add into it. You're by all means, go ahead.
One more thing about the cooperation. We don't just work with other local teams. Last year, we worked with Team 66, the Grizzlies, because we were such a small team, only 9 members. We're still only 9 members, but we worked last year with Team 66, Grizzlies, and this year we worked with Team 4377, Boyne City Blaze, and they helped us scout at Boyne City helped us scout at LSSU and at State. And then Grizzlies helped us scout at every single one of our events, even Worlds.
You mentioned the Grizzlies. They've been to the St. Joe tournament the last 2 years. In fact, that Chairman's Award we talked about both years was won by the Grizzlies. Mm-hmm. They're an outstanding team. They truly know what it means to work in the community and how it is to work cooperation, because they're out there and they're helping in everything they do. Excellent point. Thank you. You ready?
Sure.
It's all yours, man.
Okay, so I'm Austin Hebner. I'm a senior at Coloma High School, and as I said earlier, this is my first year on our team. This year with the Robotarians was a really good year for me, actually. I got pulled in by helping one of our mentors, Mr. Glasbach, finish one of our board designs, which is called the Robeast. Nobody knows anything about it. We've been trying to spread word about it because we want to use it for fundraising, but this board had to be checked on AutoCAD. I use a SolidWorks assembly form in AutoCAD. So it's basically a 2D version of the 3D version. And I made sure that all of the holes lined up for the Robo Rio, and that was to like a thousandth of an inch precision, since I do all of the mechanical drafting stuff and design. Then we basically had the board made, and we had to check to make sure it was going to work, right? So we had to check all the circuits and had to solder on all the RJ11 connectors. All of this was to basically solve the problem of our wires coming loose in the match. And they were now, RJ11 connectors are the old phone connector things. It's hard to describe unless you've seen those. But It basically makes it to where your wires cannot get ripped out, or you're going to tear your robot apart to get the wires out by ripping them out. That's what pulled me into it. I was like, oh, this is cool. And now I've done part of the marketing team. I helped with the design team. I've listened to some of the programming stuff, but I don't know a lot about that. Spent most of my time designing electrical stuff. I designed our electrical board that was put on the robot for competition. So everything that was lined up for like I forgot the name of them. The motor
okay.
controls and everything like that. I designed all of that, and I had help with making sure that the design team knew what I was changing. I knew what they were changing. That way we could keep that updated for the programming team also, because they needed to know what I had and what they had. Marketing was pretty much was fun. I volunteered for that. I had no clue what I was getting into. I was like, well, let's see what this is. We went out, did some sponsorship stuff, and talked to people, trying to raise money, because our schools that we come from, there's multiple of us, Coloma, Waterville, Grace Christian, we didn't have any members from this year, but then there's Michigan Lutheran and Lake Michigan Catholic High School. We all come together, and none of our schools fund us, so we have to go out and get money from people that like kids in robotics. It's kind of challenging because you got to actually step out of your comfort zone and talk to people, kind of like we are doing now. But it was a lot of fun. Then I got pulled into data, and I want to put a shout out to Riley Watson, or as our team members know him as, Data Daddy. he took data collecting and made it a whole lot easier. We use a system this year called Tableau, and Tableau basically, we can sit in the stands and take our phones, so yeah, get to be on your phone, and Google Forms. And what Google Forms does is it filters all of our information in from the match into Tableau. Then Tableau also pulls in information from the first website, Blue Alliance, all the information from there, and it makes a histogram of all of our data. That way, when we go into a match, we know who we're going up against, what they can do, and then we can talk strategy. It also allows us to do first pick, second pick. So when it came down to sitting in the stands for hours and hours and hours taking data, it helped us in the long run, and I didn't think it was that bad, but a lot of people say the paper version's terrible, so I don't want to know about that.
So take note, all you teams out there that are still using a paper version, he just gave you a really nice way to get started on scouting that works really, really well.
Yes, and we actually had a lot of teams come to us at several of our events because they found out we had this information and they needed it because they didn't have it. And we were... cooperation, we helped them even though they probably beat us in the next couple of matches. It was something that we were able to do, and it helped us with all of our help that we've been doing. We actually won the Gracious Professionalism Award once. I believe that was at St. Joe. It was at St. Joe.
Awesome. That is, it's great. So, and let's see, you said you've been on the team 1 year.
Yes.
Outstanding. I just love hearing that. Well, it sounds like you made the best of your 1 year there, by far.
All right, it's 6:48 here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We'll take a break and be back with more Robotics Roundtable in a moment. It's all being brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lake Michigan College, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. In addition to broadcasting live here on the radio, we are also on Facebook Live. So if you'd like to look in and see what we're doing, we're really not that interesting. It's kind of boring, but we'll wave at you. How's about that? Post any comments or questions on the Facebook page. Just go to WSJM News on the Facebook, and you can watch along and see what's going on as well. We'll be back with more Robotics Roundtable with our final segment and wrap it up. Coming up next, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Six 6:51 at News Talk 94.9 WSJM. This is Robotics Roundtable. I'm Ray Gustafson along with Scott Bradford, and Robotics Roundtable brought to you by Lakeshore Public Schools, Scott Bradford at Bradford Insurance, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lake Michigan College, Gation Manufacturing, and the good folks at Kettering University. And Scott, we normally at the break that we just finished up, we give the kids a chance to do a shout out, and we got into such good conversation that we didn't do that. So I think it's time that we kind of pass that microphone around and let them kind of do a shout out and thank some people that have helped them get to where they are today.
All right, guys, it's shout out time. This is when you get to thank someone, a mentor, maybe a sponsor, maybe another team member who has helped you tremendously, gotten you there, or you just think really deserves having that. Start us off, Mark.
The one that really got me into robotics.
I'd like to give a shout out to our only business team member for getting us all the fun, a full-time business team member, I should specify that, for getting us all the funds that we need to go to Worlds and to build our robot.
Excellent. You don't want to say who that is?
Chloe Daniels.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Seth.
I'd like to thank Dr. Q. He is a good teacher, and he makes even a better mentor. And I probably would not be sitting here today if it wasn't for him.
Dr. Q, Dale Quatran.
Dale Quatran.
Yes. All right. Just so we throw, since we were throwing names out earlier, we want to throw that one out there, too.
Mark, you mentioned you wanted to thank your dad for having him help you get into robotics. How has he helped you? Is it, other than just kind of shuttling you everywhere, what's been his involvement?
Well, he is a mentor on the team, and he always wants to help me with programming stuff if I need help with it. And he always tries to get me to try new things with programming, like different camera stuff, vision processing, lots of stuff like that.
It's nice to have that... Had that person at home who actually puts a little bit of the push to you, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you put a little push to him too? Keep him on there as a mentor? It's all right. It should come from both directions. That's awesome. Okay. And part of what I like to do, I like to have the fun question. Okay. So this is all about you guys. So we'll do the fun questions and we'll start backwards. So Austin, the first one goes to you.
Okay.
What's your shoe size?
Okay, so I have small feet, so my shoe size is a 7, unfortunately.
There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody's a little bit different. So, and Seth now is looking at me like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he said that.
It's normally small.
So, Seth, what's your hat size?
Hat size? I do not know.
Oh, that's okay. A do not know answer.
I've never worn a fitted hat before.
You'll just have to research that one. All right. And then, Mark, what size shirt do you wear?
An adult medium.
All right. That's an awesome answer.
Can I ask a couple of questions, too, real quick? Okay, Mark, when's the last time you got your hair cut? Mark, if you're watching the video on Facebook Live right now, Mark does have long hair. It looks great.
But, and it's great. It's awesome.
And I'm sure you want to trim the split ends off it every once in a while, but how long have you been growing it out is what I'm curious.
I think I got it cut in January was the last time.
Was it? How much did they take off in January?
Like 3 inches.
Really? So it was 3 inches longer. Well, that was January, so it's probably grown back by then. Wow. So it's very cool. Very cool. Very cool. Austin, let's see. I gotta ask him a question just because as a follow up on that one. So, when's the last time you had a dentist visit?
My last dentist visit was in. My mom says February.
All right, and let's see. How long have you had glasses?
Glasses. I've had them for a few years now.
A few years.
This is my second pair.
Okay.
These ones are. Wait, no. This isn't my second pair. This is like my third pair.
So
now, what does this have to do with robotics? I have no idea. We're just having
fun. But it's just having fun. Yeah. So I'll get back to robotics here because you know, even though Mr. Denai has said that he's given the show over to us today, he still keeps throwing these texts in and all these little bits of information. And he sent this one to me. It said, the Robotarians just met with Fred Upton to discuss testing for convergence insufficiency. Or CI.
Yes. So I unfortunately didn't get to go to the meeting yesterday because I was busy with practice and schoolwork. But we are trying to spread the awareness for CI because it is a common problem that a lot of people don't know about because doctors misdiagnose it as ADHD or dyslexia. CI is basically you can't focus. Your eyes can't team together and focus. You see double vision. You can have 20/20 vision and still have this, and it makes it extremely hard. And we found out one of our team members had this, and he's been corrected. And now we were pushing for this 30-second testing to be done at all the schools when they do eye vision testing because, one, it's quick, and it would eliminate a lot of problems for younger kids. And we're hoping with meeting with Mr. Upton that we will be able to get this pushed school-wide, statewide, eventually nationally.
And when we talk about the teams being involved in the communities and helping the communities that they are in, these are the things that we're talking about. That's excellent. From just one member of your team having this problem yes. that was very correctable,
yes.
but had to be diagnosed correctly. And now it's something that you've brought up to our U.S. congressman and looking yes. at funding and getting this done. A great point. Excellent thing to talk about. Thank you very much.
All right, this is Robotics Roundtable here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Scott, we'll reintroduce who our teams were tonight and kind of do a recap of what happened last weekend and what's coming up this weekend.
Well, what happened last weekend is we saw some amazing scores in Houston.
Did you get to go?
I didn't get to go, but you know, I have a lot of friends that were there, game announcers and masters of ceremonies that I've worked with over the years. And just having them shooting some scores, you know, getting a text that says, OMG, somebody scored 562 points in a match. And, you know, I say that, and these three young men go, oh, it's an amazing score. That score came in a match where the other team scored 515. And the caption on that one was, how can you score 515 points and lose a match? Well, that's, you're going to Worlds, you're playing against the best of the best, and that's it. So it really is a great thing. We're looking forward to St. Louis, to a couple of these teams maybe being involved in some alliances where we'll see some scoring like that. We saw some really high scores just in the Michigan State tournament. We saw some teams that were just amazing, and it just gets better and better the further up you go.
Are you going to be heading to St. Louis yourself then, Scott? So.
Yeah, it's my son's senior year, and he's there. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, you should probably be there, so you guys are heading out. So, well, we want to thank you guys for coming in tonight. Thank you very much for being on Robotics Roundtable. And, Scott, as always, thank you so much for sitting in for Tim Dunai, who is rearranging his sock drawer tonight, I think is what he had planned to do. That's why he couldn't be here.
So. Tim who?
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back next week for our final Robotics Roundtable as we wrap up the St. Louis World Competition. It's all being brought to you by Kettering University, Gation Manufacturing, Lakeshore Michigan College, Berry and Springs Public Schools, Bradford Insurance, and Lakeshore Public Schools. We want to thank you for listening to Robotics Roundtable. We'll be back next week at 6 o'clock right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.